Hello and welcome to Wise Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Chris. We're chugging along in the NBA playoffs. I'm day two into work. Didn't really have a break, but, go right back on the grind. That's how we like it.
Still procuring?
I'm still procuring. Yep, I'm doing that for this summer, too. I got promoted. No longer intern.
Oh, nice.
I'm a contract worker, so we're up in the air. Plenty of more NBA to talk about. We tried something out. We did start late, and we told you we were going to start late if you listen to Friday's pod. We have a schedule out that's going to try to come out Mondays. Our graphics guy, shout out Zach Lambert, had a great graphic for this. He was at the O's game last night, so couldn't make it earlier, but that's okay. We got it out. This should try to be a weekly thing. We're going to have a little description of what we're talking about so you guys can get ready and know what we're talking about, when we're doing it, and as early as hopefully Mondays. But if you did see that right before you hopped on, you see that today, not only do we have the NBA playoffs, but we do have a top five later today that we are both very excited for. Yeah, we're both very excited for it. Not going to spoil it now. Let's get right in the NBA playoffs. We're going to start out last night's games. I'm going to take a quick Celtics thing. They're up 3-1. It was a close game. I was a little concerned at the end, especially, Donovan Mitchell. So I will say the second I saw that report, I was like, it's going to be a close game. Just one of those things. It's like that just signifies their best two players are out. It's going to be a close game against the Celtics. Jalen and Jason played great. I thought both of them played pretty well. Jason Tatum, the only critique I have in the past two games, because his past two games have been eerily similar. I have it bookmarked on Twitter. I know he was 33 and 11 in both games. Or 33 and 8 and like had a 11 made 11 of his field goals with 25 shots or something. So like he literally had the same exact game in game three and four, but he just loves his three ball. I don't know if he thinks he's like Steph Curry out there, but, he has figured out that he's 6'8" and he can get to the rack and he's bigger than everyone else that guards him. So that's a plus, but, he still loves these threes, which is just so frustrating to watch. And is the sole reason why these games are always close at the end, if they ever are close.
It's like playing 2K and being like, especially against someone who's not as good as you, you're like, I could get to the basket every time if I want to.
Yeah, but I want to shoot a three.
I want to see some threes go in.
Yeah. That's how it is. It's actually how it is, because both Brown and Tatum can drive on anyone on the Cavs, besides maybe Mobley. Yeah. So this Celtics team is just in love with the free ball, with the three ball. I got a negative shout out to Derek White. He sold my parlay. But other than that, I thought it was a good game. They didn't get much help. Al Horford is looking like he needs to be on the bench for a couple games. He just looks a little old out there. He looks a little tired. We traded for Xavier Tillman.
I mean, he is.
Yes, he is old.
All fairness to him.
We traded for Xavier Tillman during the season, and Joe Mazzulla just refuses to play him. Seems like this would be the perfect spot for him. But I'm not the coach. Hopefully he figures it out. We won the game. I can't complain too much. But I knew it was going to be close after Donovan Mitchell was out. That was just like, it was a telling sign that this was going to be a close game.
It's funny that like that's where you're at with these playoffs is like normally when the other team's best player goes down, you're like, oh, we dodged a bullet there. And with the Cavs, it's like, we're going to make this close somehow.
Oh, yeah. And funny enough, they had a great game from Mobley with no Allen. They had a great game from the one good game Garland has had is without Mitchell. Like, surprise, surprise here. That being said, it's funny. Like,
it's like a look ahead at what this team is actually going to look like next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. So before we move on from this game, a quick little Cavs thing. Like earlier in the season, I was just like, Mitch was going to want out of here. He's definitely going to want out. Yada, yada, yada. He doesn't want to stay in Cleveland. They're going to end up trading him, or he's going to sign somewhere else. And it seemed like in the playoff, especially game seven against the Magic, he really seemed like he wanted to win here. And like really seems like he's kind of messing with Cleveland. So,
well, I'm sure he wants to win in the playoffs.
That's true. But like, if you're going to be out of there anyways, I'm sure like he's coaching Garland on the side. Like I feel like he's a little more bought in than I thought. I guess that's my only point.
Yeah. I mean,
it is the playoffs. You're right.
NBA, like competitor too.
That's true.
You throw these guys on any team anytime and say, all right, you're like, you're here for the playoffs and then you're gone no matter what. Like, they're going to care.
My brother's in the comments saying Cavs in seven. he just refuses to root
never
for
know.
Celtics. He refuses to root for the Celtics ever.
I was going to say crazier things have happened, but I honestly,
that would
know.
No, that would be insane. Yeah, this would be if they do blow a 3-1 lead.
Considering how big of favorites they were.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, with a fully healthy Cavs team. Do you know what happened to Mitchell? Am I tripping? Did I miss something?
It was like a calf thing, I think. I don't know when it happened. I haven't, honestly, I've not been watching much of this series.
It's literally the only one that...
Full disclosure.
Yeah, it's the only one where it's like, it's a calf injury. Uncertain for game five.
Huh. Doesn't matter.
No, I guess they played him really close without him, so...
Yeah,
you're right.
I know. It just doesn't matter. If they lose tomorrow, it'll be surprising. Say that. Be very surprising.
I'm honestly the opposite. I don't think it's surprising if they lose tomorrow.
Like they dropped game five.
Game five at home. Just like Jesus.
I guess Christ. Didn't that happen last year?
Yeah, against the Hawks. The Hawks. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly why I was thinking it. Because, like, this team, they can't put anyone away. Nor do they. Like, they don't want to either. Like, oh, another game? Let's play another game. Like, why not?
Yeah, they're right. Well, like, we win now, we don't get to play more basketball.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Maybe that's why they're so frustrating. They just want to play. Yeah, they just love to play. They like to suit up. That's what they like to do.
They like to suit up.
It's funny. I wouldn't be shocked if they lose tomorrow at home. They're probably going to be like 20-point favorites, and they're going to get smoked.
Get like a 45 bomb from Garland.
Oh yeah, Mobley has like 25 and 17. It's like an Anthony Davis type game. LeBron was in the stands too. All right, LeBron, you left Cleveland twice. What are you doing here? You can't just claim Cleveland
and
back.
He's still in the league and doesn't play.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You can't just claim Cleveland because your playoffs there, because your team's out. Like,
they have a good relationship with Cleveland or with him because he did. Because
they won the chip. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They can forget about it. Like, they didn't care that he left it. It was the first time that was.
Yeah.
They cared a little bit.
Oh, they cared. They cared.
Just a bit.
They,
a couple people were up.
They can't, come on, Bron. Gotta claim, what's he gonna show up next year to a Heat playoff game? He gotta claim a team.
No, he would, too.
Oh, that's what if this was Heat Celtics Eastern Conference, I'm surprised he wasn't there last year. I guess he had his own Western Conference to play, but.
Yeah.
The greatest sweep that's of all so time. Oh my god, my brother, oh, we're stupid, Chris, apparently, because last time he went to Cleveland for a game, he came back. So, apparently it's LeChess move.
Got it.
Yeah, all right.
So,
LeChecker's not chess.
He will be
or chess
back
not checkers.
Cleveland.
Yeah, LeChess not checkers. I love it. Well, when Bronny takes him, when they take Bronny,
right, he'll have
their
no
pick.
Choice.
Yeah, he'll have no choice.
Horses again. That would be such a Cleveland thing to do.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll get to the lottery how it went out. But if I'm some of these teams, I'm just like, why should I take one of these guys that might be good, might be a solid role player when I could also potentially get LeBron James? Yeah.
That's fair. Is Bron even good? Like, I feel like we've done this already, but
Bronny, they had a scrimmage today, combine scrimmage. 4 points, 4 rebounds, 19 minutes. Not great. Solid, but not great. Yeah, you got him on the board.
His college numbers were.
I think it's better than his college numbers, I believe. Pretty sure he averaged like 3 points a game.
And he smacked his head on the wall that one time.
I remember that.
Let's see.
All right. Anything else? I mean, any notes?
No, he averaged 4.8.
Oh, all right. My bad. It's even worse then. What's going on here? I saw one thing, though. It was like they had like a shooting drill. He had like 19 for 25 with 12 straight threes. And people were like, oh, he's so league ready. He is so league ready. It's like, dude. Every NBA player in an open gym can make 100 threes. We've seen Ben Simmons make 12 threes in a row in a workout video. Like, come on now.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch, like, good high school players in an open gym.
Oh, man.
They look amazing.
All right. The much more interesting game last night. The Dallas Mavericks completely fold this game. They had it in their grasp. They had this all the way till the end. They had a terrible third quarter and fourth, which let the Thunder come back right at the end and take it from them. I think, where do you want to start with this game? Because I was going to start with the free throws.
Okay, we can start with that.
Dallas, if they make five more free throws, the game's well over, and they win by one, but you know. The game's over at the end. It's not even a competition. You know, Luka hits that one that makes it, or misses the one to tie it up right at the end. Then OKC comes down and finishes the job. But Luka looked gassed. He looked like he couldn't, like he looked moving wise, he looked pretty well, but he could not hit a shot to save his life. He had more turnovers than made shots this game. They had a great game from PJ Washington, but Kyrie Irving, I know last time, you know, he had the 11 assists and we were all excited about it, but he's got to score some points if they want to win some games here.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest concern is Luka's body just not holding up.
Yeah.
He's had like two separate injuries these playoffs, and like they need big nights from the likes of PJ Washington or some other role player to step up and hit those open looks that Luka creates for them. But if Luka's not playing at least at like a B plus level, then they're not going to go anywhere. And they can't afford any more of these games where, and it's hard to like say that it's his fault because he's the only reason that they have a chance in the first place. But when he doesn't look like Luka's best, then they really are screwed.
Yeah, and what I don't like is he hasn't been able to get like well into the paint this series. OKC's done a good job of defending the paint and making sure Luka can't score inside the paint. And I think as much as Luka's threes are great, as much as his assists are great, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic around the rim is like magical. You know, like the moves that they can make, the shots that they can make are magical. So when you're shooting it nine times from three, you only make it two of them. It's almost like what I was talking about with Tatum. It's like, just, you know, you're 6'8", right? This and you're probably 100 pounds heavier than Chet. So I don't know. He's got to drive in.
You're probably right that he is gassed.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't made a deep playoff run before. He's only made it to the second round.
Yeah.
So
and he's playing 40 plus minutes a game while being injured.
Yes.
But his percentages have been bad the past two games. And it's funny because we're talking like even with Kyrie, we're talking about how bad they've been playing the past two games, and they won the last game. So and they had this one pretty much won if they could just hit some free throws. But Chet, right at the end, ice cold with free throws.
It is shocking to see an NBA team shoot that poorly at the line. Like that, you just don't see that very often. They were what, like 50-something%?
Yeah, they were what, 12 for 23? Yep, 52%. That's horrendous.
Yeah, at home too.
Yeah.
Like, not that it should change much, especially for an NBA team, but like, that's what gets you knocked out of the playoffs. They had a chance to go up 3-1, and you have another chance to close out at home, two chances to do it on the road, and now it's a three-game series, and you got two on the road.
And when you play the stats game, like you didn't, like if you didn't watch and you play the stats game where you're just looking at it, you should be like, if you just give me the percentages and everything else, you'd be like, how the hell did OKC win this game? I mean, I guess they only made one less normal field goal, but they made five less threes. And OKC is the number one three-point shooting team in the regular season. And for them to make five less than the other team, it seems like that's just like an instant death sentence in the NBA and in college. And yet, because they missed 11 free throws, that's what evens it out.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And if you're OKC, you're feeling so good coming back home now.
Oh yeah, because you were destined for 3-1.
Like you played it pretty close, but oh yeah. And you played not only that, but they played so poorly, like they shot the basketball so poorly in this game. And like when you leave the door open, good NBA teams are gonna find a way back in, and like obviously, Shea carried this team down the stretch.
He was, dude. He
shouldn't have been. It should never have been that close in the first place.
He was the freaking man. He was like, all right, nobody else wants to shoot or like pick their spots. Fine, I'll just do it. And he was spectacular. Everyone else kind of looked scared on their team, like they didn't look like they were in the right position. They looked good defensively. They looked comfortable defensively, but offensively, didn't look like they knew what they were doing. And so Shea was just like, fine, it's funny because technically he's the vet here. And I'm just going to,
a 25 year old.
Yeah. I'm going to be the guy who helps out. And interesting, like I was listening to some pods today, you know, preparing for us, and they were talking about how they need another scorer off the bench, a veteran scorer off the bench. Isn't that what they got Gordon Hayward for? And I know he's trash, but like,
yes.
God, I didn't know he was this bad. Like, he can't give him 10 a game. He didn't even get a minute.
I never understand that about like playoff rotations. Like, we watch these guys throughout the regular season, and they like not great, but role players are there to give you needed minutes, and then playoffs start, and they just ride the bench the whole game.
And like during the regular season, let's not like he had 5 points a game, but even during the regular season,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, but he was out there.
Yeah, yeah, he was out there in times, and you know, like he was playing, he was getting 14. I know he's playing a lot more minutes and had a lot more shots, but he was playing 14. He had 14 points a game last season for the Hornets. Even this season with 5 points a game, he's shooting 31 or 51 from three. I'm guessing it's because he's shooting probably two threes a game, and that's probably it. But, you know, that's another guy to at least try out. Like, that's what I don't understand, is that why don't they just try him out?
Yeah, I don't. And it's not like not playing a young guy.
He's been
there plenty of times in the playoffs before.
Has he?
Well, I guess not that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because he was old. But I guess he hasn't been on many good teams.
I just looked up his basketball reference playoff log. Because you're right. He hasn't been on a good team since the Celtics, where he never. Yeah, I know he played for Boston. Yeah, he played the couple years following the injury. Oh, no. He didn't play none of 2018. He did play. He played some games for Utah. So he did have some games for Utah.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, and he did have some for Boston. Any like good scoring games? Let's see. Where the hell are points on this play? There it is. Yeah, he had a 20-point game for Boston once. You know, like 12 points in the playoffs. It's not the worst thing in the world. But that was now 4 years ago until this year, which he's played It's all right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna eat my words here. They gave him 9 minutes in the basically 9-ish minutes in the first series, and then they gave him 7 minutes against Dallas, 4-3. So I get they're not giving a lot, but they're just not trusting him. I guess we figured it out ourselves. They're just not trusting him whatsoever. But if you're
needing, and Wiggins has had more of a role than I thought he would.
Isaiah Joe's been pretty good this season, but he's like important for them. Carson Wallace, yeah. Young guy who's been great for them, especially defensively. I always see the Aaron Wiggins props on the betting thing, and I'm like, you know, like, am I like missing something here? Like, he doesn't play, right? And like, there he is, he's making points, playing 13
minutes. Yeah, he does play. He's played a lot more than that, too. That was the lowest he's played all series.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the other games, he's been playing a lot more. They're still, OKC is still very impressive on the rebounds, in my opinion. The fact that they have just Chet out there, it's all Shea. I mean, Shea and Jalen Williams got a bunch of rebounds this last game. Even Dort did. But their defense is the key here. And it's the Dortcher chamber. It's Wallace, Gilgis, and Chet. They're all so good at defense. Even when they don't have it on offensively, they're just fantastic.
It's just like team defense. And then, like, when you need it, Dort can strap down Luka.
That's a good point. Yeah. No, the Dortcher chamber's all been on Luka and given him the business.
It is exhausting.
Yo, I'm sure it is. So going
every night, you're getting, it's not like the regular season where he's probably, you know, like he's still a great defender, but playoffs, you're getting the full Dortcher every night.
Oh, I was listening to a
defense doesn't have an off night.
I was listening to The Mismatch, a Ringer NBA podcast show, and they said Lou Dort looks like the guy who before a playoff game doesn't brush his teeth and eats like Funyuns right before it. So when he's guarding you, it's just like, and I could so see it too. Not like a Pat Bev where it's like his breath looks like it always stinks, but like a guy who purposely does it like right before the game.
Right, yeah.
Where it's like, I'm gonna get in your head by eating like Funyuns and literally just like an onion. I mean an onion at halftime. Yeah.
A frat apple,
yeah. I'm impressed by Derrick Jones Jr. I felt like that was a guy that seemed like he was ready to get pushed out of the league. One of those guys that people forgot about. And he's making himself into a pretty solid role player on this team. But they need more. I need some more from Kyrie. As much as Luka can have some disappointments, I need some more from Kyrie here.
Yeah. I mean, it's in him to have a game where he just takes over the scoring.
There's a 50-point, not 50, but there's a 40-point, 35-point game in him.
Oh,
we've seen it before. And definitely. His layups and his dribble stop, his midi pull-ups, like those are almost unguardable. So they need to figure out a way to get him going. And I don't know what it is, but OKC kind of lets they let him take the 3 points in the corner, and that's it. They're like, everything else, we're going to stop. But you can have the 3 points in the corner. And that's where PJ Washington has been shining. But
they could use somebody else to step up in that.
And they can't live by it either. It can't be like, this is what we're going to live by.
You're going to have off nights.
Yeah, there's going to be
best shooting team left in the playoffs.
100% agree. And PJ Washington's not going to make make 5 threes a game like he has been the past three games.
He's been uncharacteristically hot.
He's pushing for big three territory. He wants the big three. He wants to be the third banana there. No, I don't think he is either, but Gafford's the big three there.
He's valued piece.
Yes. Complete value piece. All right. Who do you think takes game five?
It's hard to go against the Thunder at home. I know they dropped one earlier, but I just feel like that team, especially coming off of that game four where they were dead in the water. Like, this feels like a game where they just take all the momentum and not run the Mavs out of the building, but I'm saying Thunder by 10, around 10.
I like your point.
The Mavs to summon some more momentum going back home for game six.
Yeah, they have all the momentum now. As you said, that they stole this game. They were not supposed to leave this game with a win. They're going back home. The home crowd's amazing for them. They did end up losing game two at home, but you know, we've seen that throughout the whole playoffs. They stole one now here in Dallas. I think it's OKC too. I think they've figured it out. Like, I feel like they have figured it out defensively more than
I think defensively they definitely have.
Yeah, I think but I think offensively, like, they're gonna have a better game than I think they had this game. Like,
they're gonna shoot the ball better, that's for sure.
Yeah. Jalen Williams is gonna look better.
They can't shoot it a lot worse.
No,
they shot like under 40% as a team.
They couldn't
from three.
No. From the four. Yeah, they couldn't even make layoffs. They couldn't do anything in this game.
So I know, it is astonishing that they were able to win that game.
So they're gonna have better offensive production. They figured it out defensively. I think what the Mavericks were doing defensively has been working, but eventually they're gonna start, like, they're gonna make these layups and actually make some of these shots that they missed this last game. And it's gonna be troublesome.
And like, you're gonna get 35 from Shea regardless.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. It's right in that 30 plus range. You're getting that almost every time. And the best part too is you're getting 7 plus rebounds. Like, that's so underrated.
Yeah.
You're just getting 7 plus rebounds from your point guard. That's impeccable. But Mavericks formula to winning this is one of Kyrie or Luka going nuclear. PJ Washington's still doing the same thing that he's been doing. And a little bit better defense down the stretch. Cause they had it. They had it pretty much the whole game, but down the stretch, they got a little worn out, it seemed like. And you know, they had the Chet three in the corner, which was brutal. But he was wide open. And then you had the Jalen Williams. Everyone thought it was a double dribble because they didn't watch the screen and see that Derek Lively clearly hit the basketball. Even Draymond on TNT was like, "Oh, it's a double dribble." Dude, what the hell are you talking about? Guy clearly hit him in the hand, hit the ball in his hand. And then the
why is Draymond on TNT?
Huh? I don't know.
Why is Draymond?
I don't know. And then the Jalen Williams jumper right at the end, which is probably his best play of the game. He had a pretty off night to seal the deal, basically. I don't remember which order that was, but in some order, that's how they collapsed right at the end.
I mean, they could definitely use like a Josh Green or Dante Exum night where they just hit a couple threes in the corner.
Exum,
that would be nice.
Exum did have 5 points this game, but during the playoffs has been terrible and was actually pretty productive for them in the regular season. So it definitely an important piece to possibly come back. Man, I would have loved to bet he has like a 1 point over on most of these games. Should have bet it last
week. Like, does he get a bucket?
Yeah, literally. I did it once. I did it once and he didn't get a bucket that game. I was so mad.
Those are horrible bets to root for.
Oh, I know. Or like the one assist, the one rebound. Sam Hauser, the big rebound.
Man assists are so brutal. It's like over 1.5 assists.
Oh yeah, and it's just like you know
rebounds.
You know, it's literally just luck. It's like luck that he throws it to a guy that's gonna hit it.
Yeah, I always throw those in the end of my parlays on like the no sweat nights. I'm like, why? Why even bother?
Just ruins it.
Nurkic over assists one time, like begging for him to pass the ball with 6 minutes left in the game.
That is the worst. All right. So, going on to tonight's games, we have 15 minutes until Knicks Pacers, so let's get that out of the way. It is now tied 2-2. Pacers take it in Indiana. Take both of them in Indiana. We called this, right? I feel like we called this. Because we were saying the Pacers were close. There was a couple ref jobs.
Yeah.
So we had that. They completely blow them out in game four. And it's because it's like, this is, if you listen to any basketball podcast, it's hard to, you know, say anything else besides that there's no freaking players for the Knicks. There's no players.
I think it's almost good that they got blown out in this game so that everyone didn't have to play 48 minutes.
Yeah, they actually got to rest some people. It honestly might have been a game plan. Like, let's just come back home. It
might work in their favor.
Yeah, like, it might just work out. This is the first time Josh Hart has sat, I think, all series. He sat for like a minute.
He
sat for like a minute.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because there was an announcement. Maybe I remember on Twitter, it was like, Josh Hart has sat.
Yeah, he's sitting down. It is insane. I mean, it's like, at some point they have to run out of gas. I think we saw it. Like, game three was very close down the stretch, and like, they were down and came back and had that game in their pocket for a little bit, and then it got away. So it was probably a pretty emotional loss. And then you come out for game four, and it's like, same thing we're talking about with the momentum. And like, from the second that game started, it was over.
Yeah, there was no, the Pacers wasted no time. They were like, all right, you guys are going to be gassed soon, so we're just going to keep running up down the court, keep scoring.
And it is like, it's kind of a nightmare matchup for the Knicks, because that's what the Pacers succeed doing. Like, that's how their offense works. They just run and gun on you.
Yeah, and that's how they've been doing it all season. Halliburton's finally playing to where he felt like he was before his injury. It's funny because no one on the Pacers really played that much too, because it was we got some Jalen Smith minutes too. 7 points. Let's get it back in 10 minutes. 7 points. Let's get it back in the playoffs.
Yeah, get it back in the rotation. Versus Aaron Wiggins in the finals.
There you go. There you
Maryland
go.
Maryland guys matching up.
Get the Maryland banner ready.
Yeah.
But after this game, it was after the first quarter, it was pretty much over. So,
yes.
Honestly, that's all I have to say. I think the Knicks will play better this game. You know, the Mecca, no matter what the injuries are and the tiredness and everything, the Mecca is the great equalizer. They're going to get some calls. The fans are going to be there. They're going to be loud. And Tracy Morgan's wearing Knicks Crocs. Sorry, that just distracted me. And
six.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, this is a huge game for the Pacers. I think it's for the Knicks game to lose, and the Pacers have to steal one in MSG eventually. So, I you know, if you're a Pacers fan, you much rather have it now than have it to be game seven, because you know, if there's not any fishy calls tonight, there's gonna be some on game seven. At MSG, like, come on. We already got the Knicks this far. Let's just give them to the Celtics or whatever the hell happens. What are the keys here? I mean, they need for the Knicks, they need to stagger bench minutes, find some hot hands. You know, what's his name? Alec Burks got 20 last game. Something. It's something off the bench that you can work with. Like, it's literally something, a person you can work with here.
That's where the bar is at with the bench on the Knicks. Like, okay, that's a person.
Well, and Thibodeau is he's full Thibodeau, because they put in the bench players. The bench players probably played like 16 minutes, and they still didn't put on Bogdanović. They still don't play Bogdanović. I don't understand why you don't have Bojan out there. I mean, he's not injured, right? I'm looking at it right now.
I think he might be injured. I'm just looking at the injury.
Oh, what? Dude, when was this?
Oh, yeah, Yeah, he's out. Yeah, he got foot surgery 2 weeks ago.
Well, my bad on that one. I just thought they weren't playing him because they didn't like his
defense. No, I was looking the last episode.
Well, because they buried him in the regular season, too.
We had a five-minute conversation about it.
Yeah, this wasn't an abnormal thing. He was he wasn't playing in the regular season all that often, especially in close games. They didn't like his defense, so I wasn't wasn't out of the line thinking that they just benched him. I didn't know that he was. Yeah, he's been injured with left wrist surgery. Well, that sucks.
That would explain it.
Yeah, that'll definitely explain it. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, we've now counteracted ourselves twice on the bad takes and then figured it out literally right after we said it. So that's all right. At least we're learning right here. We're all learning together here on this pod.
That's right, yeah.
And the Pacers...
I think this series goes 7.
You think it goes 7?
I think so. I think the home team wins every game, and then game 7, anything happens.
I hope so.
I think people are going to be too in on the Pacers after Sunday. People saying the Knicks are dead, which there's definitely an argument there. I just can't like that. The play style can't last the whole playoffs.
The Knicks or the Pacers?
The Knicks.
Yeah. No, they can't. I don't know what to think here. Part of me wants to go with the Pacers and say the Pacers wrap it up in 6. Take it tonight. Take it at home.
It wouldn't be shocking.
No, it definitely wouldn't be shocking at all. And especially Brunson.
I just think we always end up having recency bias.
Yeah. With whichever, especially with a blowout.
Playoff series. Yeah.
That's a great point. The I think the Pacers, I was losing some thought there. The Pacers, it's a Pacers game to lose here. They have the momentum. They take it, I think I said it the opposite earlier, but I think it's the Pacers to lose. Yeah, they have the momentum. They just blew them out. Even though it's not at home, you got to take one at MSG. So, they'll have a second chance, even if they lose.
Yeah, but the Knicks are under more pressure to win tonight than the Pacers are.
You think so? They go
back to Indiana, down in the series. They're toast.
That's a good point. I just think if they can't win tonight in MSG, then they're never going to win in the Game 7.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
Game 7s, you have guys come out of nowhere in Game 7s.
That's a good point.
Have more guys. Like...
Yeah, and the Pacers literally just have more guys that could come out of nowhere. Like, they have TJ McConnell that can come out of nowhere. Obi Toppin can have a great game off the bench, which is funny because the Knicks traded Obi Toppin. Nesmith.
Ain't no stopping.
Nimhard. Like, these guys have been very productive
for three that Nimhard hit in game 3 after hitting, like, one shot the rest of the game was insane.
Oh, yeah.
And he pulled up from, like, 4 feet behind the left. It was such a horrible possession, too.
I know.
What are these guys doing?
Happens to go in.
So he checks it up and hits it. I was like, damn. It was a pretty awesome moment.
Yeah, it was good for Nimhart. It's funny. He's lucky he's on this team and nobody really cares too much about him. I feel like if he was on like a big time team and like was playing with like Luka or something, you'd be like, this guy Nimhart sucks. Like, get him out of here. Like, what? Why is he out here? But no, he's solid and on the Pacers, he can hide his mediocrity, I guess. What I'm trying
to say. That's fair, yeah.
All right. The big fish for the night. The white whale. I mean, this basically, like, everyone's saying this is the finals here, so that's what everyone's going to be talking about.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm kicking
myself for not taking that Nuggets at plus 400.
Dude, we are so, we are smart but stupid because we nailed this. We nailed it on the pod.
We did, yeah.
And we didn't bet it. Neither of us bet it. We didn't bet the plus 400. I didn't even bet their money line for the game, which I knew they were winning game 3. I said on the pod.
You know what I took? I took Edwards first. Yes. That was my play of the night. Gobert didn't even jump.
Oh, my God. Dude, I don't know what I'm – like, I feel like there's – my betting is just I say stuff on the pod and I just do the opposite in betting and I don't know why.
Oh, it's like I'll do that with the wise picks. I'll only take 2 of my wise picks and then I'll go 1 and 2 and the 2 that I actually took will lose. I've gotten better at just betting them all no matter what. But sometimes I'll be like, I actually didn't really like that one, or I'll bet something else that I decide I like more than my pick.
And then the pick my works. Picks will hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
So
I need to stick to me, like, trust my gut.
Yeah, I know.
Because I walked, like, Wyatt comes over to watch the game, and I'm like, Nuggets money line? He's like, no, dude. Like, Edwards. I'm like,
there's no, there was no universe that they were going up 3-0. There was not, that wasn't happening.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was not happening.
And that game was horrible to watch. Mm-hmm. That was another one where it's like, I guess it wasn't right away like that Knicks Pacers game was, but it was halfway through the second quarter and it was silent in that arena. You'd get like a dunk every now and then and they'd be like, oh.
Well, yeah, here's the kicker.
Everyone on the Timberwolves sucked.
And like the Timberwolves haven't had a as meaningful playoff game as that one was in Minnesota probably ever.
Ever.
Yeah. So the second that they went down, the crowd was just like, yeah. What happened? Like, what's going on? Like, we were doing the opposite to these guys 2 days ago or four days ago.
Their place.
The key for the Nuggets is that, I was talking about it on the pod, they needed a step up from their vets. They had great minutes from Justin Holiday out of anyone, Christian Brown. Caldwell Pope played well. And then Murray's back. He's not injured anymore.
I was going to say, that was my main takeaway that, like, I think we just kind of, he had such a bad start to the series. And we're like, like, whatever, Murray, he's not that good. And then, what, did he lead the scoring on in game three?
They tied.
Like, he definitely did in the first half. I was like, all right, so maybe I just overvalued. Maybe I just thought he was hurt. Like, he's banged up. Like, it's just not their year. And then he had that game. I was like, oh, yeah, forgot that he's, like, star point guard
and the second
second most important player on this team. Like, he's not just gonna lay down and get two buckets every game for the rest of the series and get swept.
No, and it's funny, like, he was frustrated in the game two, like, he was threw the towel, we talked about it, everyone was talking about, oh,
yeah,
suspended, yada yada yada, but like, that should have also been a sign, like, probably bet is over, should just bet is over, like,
yeah,
he's pissed. Right, like, yeah, he looks real mad. Like, we should probably bet his over.
What is Rudy Gobert out there doing? Like, seriously, I watch these games and it's like he has no impact.
They blew him out when they didn't have him. Are we starting the dialogue?
I'm not going that far, but I'm just saying, like, we've seen this in the playoffs before. Where he's complete, and you would think that, like, oh, the Nuggets' best player is their center. This works well for us. Because we have the best defensive center to guard him.
No, Jokic loves going at him. Loves going at him. The only way
he loves it.
The way that Minnesota needs to defend him is have Karl-Anthony Towns be on him and then Rudy as like the free safety by the basket.
Yes, but he's so good at finding the open man that it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, so that's the issue. Is that like when he plays free safety, all of a sudden you have the same issue that you had in Utah, and there's gonna be a guy wide open in the corner.
Yeah, where as soon as he bites, somebody's wide open. And they have the dudes that hit the threes.
They have the dudes that hit the threes, and they have Jokic who makes the pass. So,
yep.
We also
how
have
to get down 2-0. I just don't understand. Like, we were saying that this was a good matchup for the Timberwolves. It's not. Although, it's not for anybody, I guess.
I think it is. Like, I think it's the best matchup that you could possibly make.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's a better matchup than this. And offensively, it doesn't help that that Aaron Gordon missed one shot and that Karl-Anthony Towns couldn't hit the side of a barn. So,
yeah, and he does. You just have to live with those cat games because he'll have games where he's like 9 of 12 from 3. And then he'll have games like he did the other night. And you never know.
When he sucks, he sucks. And it's funny, like
then he's such a cocky asshole when he's hitting his shots.
That's what I'm saying.
When he shoots a three, he just holds it there for like 5 seconds. It's so annoying.
He's got to be one of the most frustrating players in the league because when he's on, you can see why everyone loves him. You can see what he's good at. He's great. He's a great asset for this team when he's on. But then when he's off, it's just like, can we like bench him the rest of the game? Like, he's literally a negative out there than a positive. Even if, like, and he'll miss like 3 shots. It'll be like, all right, well, then it's cooked. he doesn't hit one of three, then he's done.
Yeah.
And really, the key was, I mean, Anthony Edwards scored 44 points.
I mean, it's not like they have anyone to defend him.
No, and I was listening to an interesting argument today, also on the mismatch, what I was listening to. They were like, Kevin O'Connor was saying that, oh, Anthony Edwards only taking 25 shots in this game. I know he scored 44 points, but, you know, MJ in some of these, if we want to compare him to MJ, MJ took 30 plus in some of these playoff games. And
I don't know if you can with Cat on the floor.
That's a great point. That's a great counter argument. Yeah, how are you supposed to reach 30 when Cat's chucking up threes every other possession?
When he's give up the basketball. ball gets launched.
Hey, greatest shooting big man of all time.
He is, yeah.
Quote from Karl Anthony Towns about Karl Anthony Towns. I don't know. They definitely could the first two games they got a lot more offensive production from everyone, and not just Edwards. I could see the argument of why you'd want to take Edwards taking 30 shots. But in reality, it's like his teammates just need to play a little bit better, right? Like he shouldn't be having be forced to take 30 shots.
Yeah, I don't know. In game five, I would say you're shooting the ball 35 times.
At this point, if you're Edwards, I think you gotta just say screw it and just do it.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, even like Karl Anthony Towns, he could definitely like he had a 27-point game in game two. But like Jane McDaniels is never going to give you 20 points. Mike Conley's barely ever going to give you 20 points. Gobert's
not getting you 20.
No. Yeah. Gobert's not going to give you 20. Mike Conley's going to max out at 15. Nickel Alexander Walker.
Good night. Could get you like 12.
Yeah. Yeah. 12, 15 range. Naz Reid is the other one that needs to get cooking.
He's had a pretty decent series though.
Yeah. He's had a decent series. And I guess he just needs to play a little bit more in some of these losses. Only 19 minutes for him is pretty surprising, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is weird. That's a little weird.
God, he's doing the same thing as Rudy out there.
I'd rather have Dawes on the floor.
I want to see if this is real or not. I saw on Twitter today that Mike Conley might have an injury. Oof. Questionable with an Achilles soreness. I don't like that. I know he's not the best offensive weapon in the world, but he's a vet that can pass the ball around. That'll be a brutal loss for them if they don't have it. I don't even know who starts at point. I guess you just put Edwards at point guard and call it a day. But
just let him run.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this is the game. Maybe I mean desperation mode, game five. I don't think it's funny. I feel better about the Wolves, even if they lose tonight, than I do against like if the Knicks lose tonight or if the Pacers, either one of the Pacers Knicks. Like I feel like this game five for Pacers Knicks is kind of crucial. Where this game, it could still be either way. And I guess the best reason why I'm explaining that is because the home team hasn't won yet. So I guess it's not as the game seven doesn't matter as much at home.
Part of me is just like Nuggets in six.
They might have figured it out. I think they figured it out.
Just
too.
Like enjoyed their their run. They're puffing their chest after game two.
They, you know, this is a perfect example. Everyone was penciling him to the finals. Anthony Edwards was getting endorsement deals before the series was even done. Hailed as the best player in the world. Like, take a chill pill, guys. I know these are daily podcasts some people are doing, but God, relax a little bit. And I guess that's what we were saying last episode, and it worked out in our favor. I think there's a world where you're true. Right, where this is just Nuggets.
Isn't that,
out.
I mean,
they're rolling.
You could say that now we're doing the opposite thing, where it's like, oh, we just watched the Nuggets win two games in a row, but it's also like the track record is there with the Nuggets.
That's the difference. Is that the Nuggets? Both of us expected them to win one of these two games and then have some sort of life. And the fact that they won both of them and seemed like they're completely back, it's like, well, yeah, these are defending champs that everyone had penciled in the finals, 8 months ago. So,
yeah,
I like it a lot.
If so, you, yeah, if you can stomach a 44-point game from Edwards and still win by 8 on the road, that is horrifying as a Wolves fan.
Oh, we have a comment. Caleb Morris, Nugs plus 350 to win NBA Finals. Don't miss out. They're handing out free bread. I'm not going to bet. I'm not going to bet just because the Celtics would have to lose at that situation, but I like it.
Emotional hedge.
Yes. I can't emotional hedge.
No, I wouldn't.
I think emotion, like if it was an emotional hedge on. No, I can't emotional hedge. I think it makes me even angrier.
No,
it's even worse that I made money.
You make money.
Yeah. It's just like,
you just hate yourself.
Yeah. It's just like, God, I'm going to go spend this on cigarettes. maybe I might have to do it because that'll fuel the instant bar trip that happens right after the Celtics lose the finals.
Oh man!
But plus 350. We were dumb. They were plus 400 to win the damn series, and we missed out.
Yeah, we missed out on the finals.
I know
the series. Well, hopefully someone listened to us. We talked about it.
Not to brag about, you know, and it's not bragging about anything. It's like 7 people, but we're popping today. We have some viewers today. So hello, chat.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. See, even Caleb knows that would have been a good bet. Should have listened Friday, Caleb. You would have been right there. You would have been doing it.
We should just pretend like we took it.
You think so? It's like, oh, we're licking our chops. Game 6 and or 5-4 or 5-6. It's like, oh, how much you win? How much you win? Hundreds, man. Too much to count. Too much to count.
You wouldn't even know that kind of money.
I just did it on like 8 different books, so like I don't even know how much it all totaled to. All right. I think we did a good job here. We had some bad takes that we covered up immediately. We buried them in the ground. They're 6 feet under.
The Bogdanovich thing was tough.
That was tough. I didn't know he was injured, but I had a fair assumption that they just benched him. He was benched on regular season. Huh?
Pretend like he didn't get injured.
Oh, yeah. We should just...
Anyone would have called us out on it? No one had it yet, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, nobody had it yet.
He did it. We talked about him last episode.
As long as we beat them to it, I think it doesn't count, right? It doesn't count if we call it ourselves.
Oh, the guy cashed out.
What guy?
Have you seen the Thunder parlay that he hit? Like
I heard about that, but I didn't read about it.
I forget who it was. It was the Chiefs. Someone, maybe it was like the Chiefs in Michigan or someone else. But it was $100 to win $1.7 million. And he just cashed out for $80K.
Because it was OKC to win the... Yeah. They're not winning the ship.
Yeah.
I'd cash out. That's a good cash out.
They do? That'd be so brutal.
You know, with the cash, like, you know, you got 80K. You couldn't have waited one more round to maybe they beat the Mavs. Probably like at least 100K at that point.
Maybe. Right? If you lose game 5, then you're screwed.
Yeah. You're getting like 60K compared to your 80K.
Like waiting this long was bold.
Yeah, he should have. After they, yes, after they swept the Pelicans, that was your peak. That's when you sell.
Yeah.
Before we go on to our top five, speaking of holding and selling, you just talked about it. Apparently, all the GameStop stuff is back. So I put $3 into the stock. Like, yeah, it's going up again. I put $3 into it.
We just do this with the same stock again?
The guy did it again. It's the same guy. He tweeted out for the first 60%. Time. Yeah, he tweeted out for the first time in, I think, since 2021, so 3 years, and the stock immediately boosted.
I'm gonna have to put some money in that.
I put $3 Kitty. Just to see. Yeah, Roaring Kitty. I gotta see that movie too, The Big Short, or I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I've seen like another documentary about, like the housing crisis. Inside Job, I think it was called.
All those things anyway. starting to fascinate me now that I'm a business major. But anyways, let's move on to our top five. Chris, it was your brainchild here, so you take the reins on what it is.
We're gonna go with
top five spheres. I don't know what other explanation there is for it. It's a fairly broad category. Any spherical object really is good. Is fair game for this list.
I'm excited to see
a lot
this
more
goes.
Spheres out there than I thought. So yeah.
Yeah,
this I don't know if I like my order. I know I like everything I have on my list, but I have to make some last minute switches.
This was one where I was truly concerned.
Concerned.
I was like, dude, what the hell are we gonna do with spheres? Like, and then but then it was one where I thought about it for a minute and I was like, I got 11 right here. Like, let's go. Like, I got backups. You go number one.
All right, I'm a little worried you're gonna take my number two, but I'm gonna go with my original number one pick, which is the sun. I mean, the sun gives all life.
It is number one. It's the number one sphere.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, how could it not be? There's no us without the sun. I thought about going with Earth. I have them both on my list. But like, the sun is the center of the solar system. It's our star. It rises every day. It sets every day. Like, one thing you can count on, the sun will rise. So I think of all the spheres, that beautiful ball of gas in the sky is number one.
There's nothing else you could put at number one. It's really no competition. Yeah. I mean, if you're like, this is, you're right. It's the sun. Everything revolves around it.
So, yeah.
And if you don't think the sun's important, go find another solar system, because it's in the perfect spot. It gave us some nice solar flares over the weekend. Speaking of which, did you get to see any of those? I did not. It was too cloudy in Maryland.
I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't know about that? The northern lights were all over.
Okay. I did hear that actually. Yeah. I did not see it.
No, I didn't see it either. It was too cloudy in Maryland. It was raining. But yeah,
we got an eclipse a few weeks ago, though.
Yep, we got an eclipse. Yeah, anything that happens with the sun, important, you know, affects everything.
It goes away, bad.
Yeah. And one thing, I remember you're like, I don't know, 10, 9 years old, and some teacher tells you that the sun is going to explode in a billion years. And
you can't conceptualize how long a billion years is.
You're just like, yeah, you are focused on nothing else the rest of the week about how we're going to stop the sun from exploding. That's how important it is, people. That's how important it is.
Well, because you've just been taught about how important the sun is.
And then, like, the teacher just slips
it
in.
We literally cannot live without it. They're like, it will blow up in 4 billion years. And you're like,
yeah, and they're like, and when it blows up, it's just going to eradicate everything. Like, not even, like, it's not like we're going to go cold. We're not going to have a sun. It's just going to blow up to the point where it also engulfs the Earth.
It is a pretty horrifying idea. Especially when you're 6 years old.
Yeah.
You don't know how long a billion years ago or a billion years from now is?
Yeah, you can't grasp it. You're like, my grandkids are going to be screwed.
Then there's the other side of it where it's like, what if they're wrong? Like, what if it just explodes tomorrow?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the word. That was what I was thought of. I was like, what if science is always wrong? Like, they can't even figure out the weather. Like, wait, they're going to tell me that the sun blows up in a billion years? It could blow up tomorrow. Oh, man. Great pick. I'm going to steal. I mean, it's the second most important sphere of all time. We're standing on it, baby. Mother Earth.
Okay, yeah.
It's got to be. It's got to be the sun. Yeah, it's got to be the second pick for me here. Similar argument to the sun. Can't live without it. Good luck finding another planet that inhabits humans. It'll probably explode in probably less than a billion years. And the other...
Well, I don't know if it'd explode other than just, like, we will suffocate ourselves.
Yeah, with, like, nuclear bombs. Gas and nuclear bombs.
That's the only thing that's holding Earth back from being on the sun's level is that...
is the humans
destroying this sphere. It's the humans. As great as it is that we're here, we haven't been kind to our sphere.
No, and let's
which like we also didn't know about until like 50 years ago. In all fairness,
yeah, we were like, just doing our
Rockefeller
thing.
Rockefeller knew.
Yeah, like come on, we were just doing our thing here. The yeah, it's another thing where you learn about, the more you learn about, like, just the more concerned you get, because we're just like, you're just like, oh, there's nothing that's ever going to stop any, it's never going to reverse any of this.
Yeah, it's like, we have 70 years left. It's not like the sun. It's like,
yeah, it's not a billion.
I can picture this.
It's like, I could actually visualize it. Yeah. Somehow only getting worse. But we're Earth, pro-Earth podcast. We're here for the Earth.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
I do love Earth.
Yeah, how could you not? As annoying it can get, and the annoyance of it is all human created. Everything you hate about the Earth, it's all human created. The Earth itself,
yeah,
the natural beauty, yeah, the natural beauty.
It's literally just a rock.
It's just a rock, and a beautiful rock that is able to house our lives. So we respect the Earth here.
Well said.
Thank you. Number two.
All right, my number two is the Death Star, which I'm so glad I didn't have to use at number one.
What a miss by myself. I mean, not even on the list.
What a structure the Death Star is.
God, how is that not even on my list?
I guess another planet, because it's the size of a small planet.
That's no moon.
It also shoots beams. That what?
It's a Star Wars quote. That's no moon. That was whatever. I was just going to slip it in there. Yeah. Yeah, it shoots
beams and explodes other planets. So, pretty powerful sphere.
Is it? Does it get a little downgraded? Because
it's just a little bit better.
Yeah, if it wasn't just a giant exhaust. Slip it.
Twice.
That's what I was gonna say with the Death Star. Does it get a little knock that it had to get a second one?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to I love the Death Star. The Death Star, like, it's everything you said. 100% correct. I'm pissed it's not on my list, and I love that you have it at two, but just to make it fair, it got a deuce, so.
But there was a fatal flaw, yeah.
Yeah.
And there had to be a second one.
I don't think that's the Death Star's fault. Like, let's go back to the Earth argument. That's not the Death Star's fault. Like, let's look at the broader picture here.
It was the engineers.
Yeah, it was the engineers. The Death Star did its job. It blew up planets.
That's right. Yeah.
It housed the Empire.
And they, like, if they knew that flaw existed, they should have defended it better.
Yeah. Yeah, or just like plug the hole somehow.
Yeah, right. Just let Skywalker walk on your turf. Run the ball 50 times and
yeah, that's what happened. Skywalker just ran the ball on him down their throat. Blew up the Death Star right at the end. It's like Derrick Henry going in.
Yeah, the Baltimore.
Great pick though. I love that pick.
Thank you.
I don't know what to do here too. I think I'm gonna go with a real life type Death Star, and I'm gonna go with the Vegas Sphere.
Okay, that's a good one.
The Vegas Sphere. I thought it was stupid at first, but it grew on me.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it looks sick.
Once I saw the inside of it, I was sold.
Yeah, that's what it was for me too. The concerts and stuff.
I wanted the inside of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love how like one band plays in there for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you live in the sphere.
Yeah. And it just sucks. It seems like such a flex if you go to the sphere. Dude, I went to the sphere.
I know. It's like I saw a concert
in the sphere.
In the sphere. Like, I was inside of it.
It's like, this is a modern day pyramid. How'd we build this thing?
Seriously. Wafer, not five triangular prisms.
I also love, I love when they do like the outer of it, and it's like they put like an emoji and it's just like a face.
Mm-hmm.
I think the face.
Yeah, and they can just do whatever they want on the outside of it.
Yeah, like they had a basketball, which was sick. Like any spherical figure you want, right on there. So it's in the name. The Vegas Sphere had to be my number two.
Yep, that's a good pick. Definitely a good pick.
Thank you.
My number three is eyeballs. Pretty necessary for for what we do here. If we didn't have them, obviously we would just be a bunch of chickens with their head cut off running around. Sorry if that was offensive to
blind people
that don't have eyeballs, but
I guess blind people still have eyeballs. There's not
working. They still have eyeballs, yeah.
Yeah, they're just not working. We'd look really freaky without eyeballs. I'll tell you that.
We look so freaky.
Yeah, we would be freaky. So.
I mean, and eyeballs themselves are pretty freaky. See, like, a diagram of them, or like a movie where somebody's eyeball like pops out, glass eye, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
Things always popping out. Anyway, that's off topic. Pretty necessary for humans. A lot of things that we wouldn't have been able to accomplish without eyeballs. Wouldn't be able to watch sports without eyeballs.
A pretty complicated organ, too. Underrated complication. Oh, yeah. Because, like,
can't even begin to understand how they work.
No, it's like we are like spheres. It's like we see everything upside down, but it's like then it comes out like right side up. I don't even know if that's real. I don't know if that's true. Headache. Yeah, like a color. Like we could see color.
Crowns and cones.
Huh? Yeah, crowns and cones.
Rods and
yeah.
Rods.
I don't understand any of it. I couldn't figure out.
Corneas, pupils. I like how your pupil like gets bigger and smaller.
Yeah.
Shine a light. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dilate.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like its own. Like, I don't know what a pupil does. Do we see out of the pupil? I think we see out of the pupil, right? Know.
What does the colored part of the eye do?
Yeah, no idea.
And why is it a different color?
Great question. A lot of mystery to us about the eyeball. Which makes it good.
Tune into our summer series.
Oh, get ready. Eyeball dissection. We're going to do it live on the pod. A homeless guy's eye. Just
try to figure out what the hell is going on with eyeballs.
That'd actually be a great episode. What's up with eyeballs?
What's the deal with eyeballs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally. Oh man. Good pick though. Definitely necessary. They're all born with them. Everyone's born with them, whether you're blind or not. Comes with everyone. You get two.
Yep. I hope so. Two. Nothing more.
No more. Less. No less. Get two. Man, I could either go like... Where do I want to go here? All right. I'm going to go with a crystal ball. Like a wizard crystal ball.
Oh, that's a good pick. I didn't have that
like
one.
An orb. That's a better name for it. Not a crystal ball, an orb. That is that's my pick here. Gives you mystical powers, lets you see into the future. You practice some dark magic with it. It's got a ton of capabilities.
It does. Yeah. It has so many capabilities that we couldn't even like. I couldn't tell you everything that an orb could do.
No, I feel like an orb could do anything. Like I feel like once you're at orb status, like if you're magical and you have an orb. First of all, you're probably evil. Right. And second of all, you're probably pretty good with it. Like, you don't just have an orb to sit around.
Yeah, that's right. You're not just, like, poking
it. Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, buddy.
Like, you know what you're doing here with this orb. And I wouldn't want to mess with someone with an orb.
The good guy that's trying to protect the orb from the bad guys.
Yeah, that's another crucial part. Yeah, the orb is just that important.
Yeah.
The orb can destroy the world if in the wrong hands. That type of orb. All I'm saying is if I turn the corner... down a deep alley and there's a guy with an orb down there, I'm booking it. I don't care where I'm going the opposite.
You're no match for the orb.
No chance. No one's a match for the orb. All of a sudden he's waving over it and like a cloud comes by. It's like, oh shit, I'm gonna get struck by lightning. And it's just, there's endless possibilities with this orb.
Good.
Thank you.
I don't mean like a crystal ball that you can see it, like see the future into.
That's it could not be an orb.
Like a magical. Like... Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Those aren't two different things.
I'm going to look it up. Orb versus crystal ball. God, and they said we couldn't get creative content with sports still going.
I mean, the definition of orb is literally just like a sphere, a spherical body, a globe. I'm going to look up like magical.
According to Harry Potter Wiki, a crystal ball. In quotations, or as Sears before is to call it, the orb. So the Harry Potter crystal ball is an orb. Or it's the orb.
I don't know. What is their crystal ball in Harry Potter?
This one says crystal orb.
Oh, right. The prophecies. Yeah. I remember when all the orbs are like falling down, they like store prophecies in them. There's a lot of orbs in that scene. But they don't like, they don't really do anything.
We were talking about, orbs. I just see a headline, Trump meets orb. 5 interesting facts about crystal ball. Oh my God. Famous crystal balls. Giant or orb? Yeah, the crystal balls are orbs. They're one and the same. That's what I've
heard from this. Got it. Should I do like, when I post this, I'm going to write crystal ball / orb. An orb could be anything.
Yeah, that works. That works.
Or do you want me to write, I could write like magical orb.
Why don't you do crystal orb?
Yeah, just cut out the middleman.
Yeah, cut out the middleman.
Anyway, yeah, orbs are terrifying. Especially in the wrong hands. On a slightly different area of spheres, my number 4 is cheese balls.
No!
One of the best snacks ever.
Be my number 5. Yeah, cheese balls. Cheese balls is my number 5. I was going to sneak that one at the bottom. I didn't think you were going to get it.
Maybe the most fun snack, because you can throw them up and catch them in your mouth, and there's always like the guy who eats the whole tub of cheese balls. Was that in Philly or was that in New York?
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. I think it's New York. Where the guy, he's like, watch me to eat the whole box of cheese or bucket of cheese balls.
Yes. Yes, yeah. New York City crowd cheers as man eats 700 cheese balls. But yeah, cheese balls, all-time snack. They always come in that huge tub.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this will last us forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have one sleepover when you're 12 years old, and they're gone.
Yep. They always seem bottomless.
They just sit there forever. You forget about them. And
then they're stale. They get
stale.
Yeah.
There's like no in-between cheese balls.
But it's one of those things where it's like,
a while, I'd like some.
I feel like any time you could have a cheese ball. I mean, like, they're like smaller Cheetos. They're more fun to eat. Taste relatively the same. And they're not like, they're like the Puffs, but not as big as the Puffs. So it's, the Puffs sometimes are way too big. It's like, I got to eat them in 2 bites. Like, I don't want a Puff in 2 bites, you know? So like the one.
Yeah. If I want a snack, it should be a bite size.
Yeah. So like the one crunch, you know what you're getting. It's never going to taste any different. It's going to be a cheese ball. And they're great. What is a cheese ball?
Oh, here we go again.
This is great. This is awesome.
I have no idea. Cheese balls.
Yeah, you look it up this time.
Huffed corn snack coated.
It's probably just like deep fried.
Okay, they manufactured by extruding heated corn dough through a die that forms the particular shape.
Huh.
Corn dough.
That's weird.
Interesting.
I'm gonna look up raw cheese ball.
What is extruding dough mean?
I think I don't know. If I look up raw cheese ball.
Dough extrusion is a process in which dough material in bulk is forced to flow under pressure and shear through a shaped die. Orifice. Orifice is a great word. Let's wait for this website to load. Not seeing cheese balls on here anywhere. Yeah, this is too complicated.
Yeah,
I need to watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, I need. Yeah, we'll get back.
I can't read about this stuff without seeing it.
No, we need to come back to the listeners on this one.
Yeah. What my eyeballs are for.
All right. No, my number 4. Yeah. Don't know which one I want to go with. But I'll go with a basketball. Pretty mundane pick. It's not as It's not like a it's not a superstar. It's not a, you know, this isn't the number 1 pick, but it's a good middle round depth.
It's reliable.
Depth position. Yeah. It's always, yeah. I, and Definitely I was could thinking be a about starter. Yeah, oh yeah, he could be a starter for 4 years, baby, not even transfer. And I always have a basketball with me. It's always in my car. I have a pump with me at all times, so the basketball's yep. ready. I love watching basketball. I love playing basketball. I love talking about basketball. So I figured it had to make the list.
That's fair. Definitely fair. The sound that a basketball makes when it goes through the net.
Yep.
Be a great sound.
Even
the sound of the dribble, like on the hardwood.
I was going to say. I could dribble in my office chair, like all day, if my coworkers wouldn't beat the crap out of me. They would be, imagine, a coworker just dribbling a basketball. Bah!
The other great thing about basketball is like, if you just have it in your corner and then you stumble upon a basketball hoop, like, you don't need anything else to start playing.
Nothing.
It's not like baseball.
Yeah, you don't need equipment. You don't need helmets. You don't need pads. You just need
to play by yourself.
Yeah, you can play by yourself. You don't need friends.
It's got to be the most fun. Friends, right?
Who needs them? Who needs them? Not when you have a basketball.
When you got a ball on a hoop.
Yeah, when you got a ball on a hoop, there's nothing else that you can
time for friends.
Yeah, you got to be working on the form. Basketball is another thing where if you work at it for 3 weeks straight, you feel yourself get better and want to play more.
Yeah.
Like, if you're really putting in the work and you know kind of what you're looking for within your body, you could figure out, like, oh, this is actually what I need to do and actually becoming a better player.
Yeah.
So, and we're a sports pod. Let's get a basketball.
It's funny. Like the way to get better at shooting a basketball is by shooting a basketball a lot.
That's the only way. Like, you can watch all the YouTube videos in the world about your form, but once you figure out your own shot,
you can have terrible form and still be good at shooting.
Oh, yeah. Look at Horford.
We're not giving advice to kids going to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Here to have fun. Yeah. All right. Number five, Chris, wrap it up.
All right. My last pick is Chain Chomp from Mario. Just a,
but what a
classic
pick.
Character.
What a pick.
always causing trouble. When he just jumps out, it's very alarming.
I love that. He's
quite the presence.
And the worst part is the only way to beat him is you got to come close to him, right where he can get you, and you got to break his stoop. Yep. And it's funny, I always thought, you know, if I break the stoop, isn't he just going to chase me the whole time? But nope, he's actually appreciative. He's appreciative of you when you break his stoop. He's like, I'm finally free.
You let him free.
I'm not going to chomp at you anymore.
Why am I chomping you?
Yeah, exactly. What am I angry about anymore? I'm already free. That's a great pick. It's funny. This was the first character on the list, and it made me think, like, I missed all of the spherical characters, which I don't know how many there are, but there's definitely some more I could look up some more and find some more, but I didn't think of any of
them. Spherical characters.
Yeah. Mrs. Puff. Spherical character.
Mrs. Puff. Oh, Kirby.
Kirby, spherical character. That's a good character.
He's got legs.
Yeah, does it count? Yeah. I mean, the majority of him is
King
spherical.
Boo.
King Boo. Yeah. Of the Bomb-Oms in Mario, too.
EB-8.
EB-8. That's a good sphere.
Yeah.
That's a good sphere.
Sorry, you still have a pick.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we'll get to honorable mentions. I'm going to go... I have two things that you probably don't know which either of them are, but I need to decide which one I want to pick. Well, you've heard of this one before. It's the Dragon Balls. They're all seven spheres.
Okay.
You get them all. You collect them all. You get a wish. Wish for whatever you want. Literally doesn't matter. So, useful. Cool to track down. They made like a little tracker for them within the show. Useful. Gets them out of a lot of sticky situations. And then they just turn to... Then they turn to stones. Gives you a year grace period so nobody can abuse them. And then they... separate themselves all by themselves. It's So it's like they're intelligent little rocks. So I'm gonna give them the key there. They look cool too. I think they're like a nice orange color. I think they look sweet.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm seeing them now. They're expensive. $70 for a set of 7 Dragon Balls?
That might be what my girlfriend Kat got me. If that's the one, if it's the same one. I hope she got a cheaper one. Oh, I see one for $15.99.
This one's $20.
Yeah, I was gonna say this one's $15.99.
Why is that one so expensive?
Maybe they give you the wish.
$70 on
her. Yeah, no, I hope she got the $50 version. Yeah. They give you the wish if you buy $70. And they do you see the dragon that they summon? That's a cool dragon. His name's Sharon. He could talk. Pretty cool. Yeah. Good show too. I finally
that is a cool dragon.
All right. Honorable mentions.
All right, I have a bunch. A baseball.
Okay.
Obviously, gotta be on there. Magic 8-Ball. Definitely could have made its way onto the list. That was tough.
That is tough.
Blueberries.
Grapes.
Christmas ornaments.
Grapes.
Grapes are more like oval shaped, though. Yeah. I don't know if they count as spheres. Blueberries are pretty round. They're pretty circular.
Yeah.
Gumballs.
Yeah.
Gumballs are great. Butterballs, like at a nice restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one.
And that and yeah, the Universal Globe.
The sun of the earth. Just the Universal Globe.
Yeah.
I like that.
Globes are cool.
Oh yeah, I like globes. Globes underrated now with all like the electronic maps. Nobody has a globe anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They're slept cool on. Though. Yeah, cool decorations, even if you
whatever. Oh, they're not really accurate at all.
No. That was another mind blowing thing. It's like, yeah, you know all maps, none of them are accurate. It's like, oh, all right. Because the Earth's a sphere. It all makes sense.
Yep.
I had Pokeballs. Solid one.
Yeah. Yep.
I had Wilson the volleyball. So I guess I did have a character. It wasn't a talking character, but he's a character. The Golden Snitch. I feel like you missed on that one.
It's a good one. Yeah. Golden Snitch is a good one. It's got wings. Still counts.
Oh, that definitely counts. And the wings. The wings can go into the sphere.
It counts. Yeah, it counts.
And then this one I didn't say because I didn't think it's technically like it's a ball. It's technically a ball, and in some games it is a sphere, but normally it's a skull. It's an oddball from Halo. It's a game mode. You pick up the ball, and the team who has the ball the longest wins. Pretty simple. But you know everyone's killing each other, so it's a lot of fun. One of my favorite game modes, but I didn't think it counted because most of the time it's a skull, not a sphere.
Got it. Okay.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Orbeez.
Orbeez is a good one. Orbeez is a good one. I literally looked up favorite or famous spheres. And then I looked up fictional spheres too. I really felt like an idiot.
Fictional spheres.
I was like, dude, I'm an absolute.
These top fives always produce some great. And that's how you saw the Golden Snitch.
Yeah.
Where's the Dyson Sphere?
Yeah, what about does a grenade count?
Uh-oh.
Like, not the classic green grenade, but, like, there's definitely some spherical grenades out there.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess a grenade could count.
Welcome to the honorable mention list, baby. what if I just look up best spheres? Oh, when I looked up that, I looked up, like, I think the first thing I think I looked up spheres, and it was like the atmosphere, the biosphere, and I was like, I'm going to screw over Chris and just pick those, all of them. Pick every single one for my next pick.
Beating the test.
Yeah. The magmasphere.
That would be funny.
This is...
Well, I think we were on the same page because at first when I said it, it was spherical items.
Yeah.
Or like spherical things.
Dude, I saw one on Reddit. I saw some guy's list on Reddit and he put a football. That's not a sphere.
Yeah, it's not even.
In what universe is that a sphere? Best magical spheres.
If we were nerds, this would be a really good one. Dyson Sphere, a hypothetical project whose ultimate aim is to capture the power of a star.
That's cool. It's like a Death Star.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick. I mean, literally, unless you're... Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm getting... If you just look up best spheres, you get nothing. You gotta really think here.
Yeah, these were all right off the dome. Just pick oranges a lot. Apples, I guess.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was like oranges. I was like, oranges don't compete to the sun. Like, what? Yeah, I guess you could do a run on fruit. You could do apples, you could do oranges.
You could do a lot.
You could sneak some grapes in there. I'm gonna bring it back. You could sneak some grapes in there.
Yeah, maybe.
Melon.
What about sneaker balls?
Sneaker balls are good. They've gotten me out of a lot of stinky shoes. Yeah, they've gotten me out of a lot of stinky shoes. So I'll give some shout out to the sneaker balls. The Ball Brothers. Does that count? I'm just kidding.
I don't.
If we did top five balls. All right, if we did top five balls.
We could do top five balls.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about.
Number one, though.
We were talking about how we didn't. We were like trying to brainstorm. And we had top five boys that we announced that we were going to probably do at some point last week. And we totally forgot about it. That's next week, man. We're doing top five boys. I can't wait. It's gonna be a great list.
Top five boys. I didn't even know where to start with that one.
Well, we'll do. I'm gonna put a disclaimer. We can't have each other because we're guys. We're not boys. We're guys.
That's true. Okay. What's the difference between guys and boys?
I mean, like, we're each other's boys, but like on the show, we're the guys. So like, I feel like that's a little.
Yeah.
I guess it's really not a difference, but I don't know. We don't need to start off and be like, "Oh yeah, you're my boy." Yeah, you're my
boy. My number one boy, you, bro.
Yeah, you, man. You're the best.
Mine's back.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, sorry, Chris. Mine's Zac Efron, actually.
Wait, is this just like, it's not top five men? Like,
no, it's boys. Yeah, I just threw a name out there. Don't worry. That wouldn't be on my list.
Like, what would... Got it. Okay.
Like, Shohei Ohtani's manager, he's in the top... He's in my top
five. Right.
Like,
that's how it came up.
Like, it has to be...
I forgot how it...
Yeah. Someone you would, like, trust...
Big Dom.
Yeah, like, Big Dom's a boy. Big Dom's a boy. That's a perfect example. Yeah. Sidekicks, they're boys. Robin's boy. Yep. He's the boy of all. He's the Wonder Boy. He's the boy of all. The Boy Wonder. Sorry, not the Wonder Boy. I got my.
Yeah, Wonder Boy is.
What's worse? What would you rather be called, Wonder Boy or Boy Wonder?
Dude, Boy Wonder is sick.
I don't know.
Wonder Boy sounds like a dork.
They both sound like you're a dork. all right, we're getting off subject. Thank you all for listening. If you're watching on YouTube right now, there's a bunch of people on X, actually, not YouTube. Well, if you're on X, follow us on X. Twitter. Ew, that was gross calling it X twice in a row. Never done that. I just saw the X symbol and called it.
X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah, I hate that. Formerly Twitter. Everyone just calls it
Twitter. You have to say it if you're a journalist.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're watching on there, follow us. We're going to be doing this, you know, weekly posts on Monday, hopefully, with the schedule, and then twice a week during the day or during the week. And if you were watching on YouTube at some point, subscribe, check us out over there. Thank you all for listening. Just completely nailed that landing. We'll see you all on Thursday this week. Thursday at 6:00.